Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now,
still one of the biggest moments in radio history.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
Great moment there, dumbass.
LB's greatest moments of the week.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Right. Right.
Yep.
I'm giving
right.
sex away for Christmas.
Right.
That's awesome. What, I'm going to stand over here, buddy.
I noticed that you're, I noticed you're moving away, Shu.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I don't want that light switch to hit me in the face.
I put a bow on
it.
Yes. Such a small bow.
Yes. And every woman in Norwood also just inadvertently moved away from the radio and Bach Maserati. All right. So. What do we have for memorable moments from Lindy this week?
For the last greatest moments, LB's greatest moments of 2018, I can title this one Spaceballs.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay,
Spaceballs. Let's just say that one. We're going to start off with number three, where we had a discussion about whether the moon landing was real or not, because it was Steph Curry who doesn't believe that the moon landing actually happened.
Yes.
Which led to LB giving us a Carl Sagan-like lecture. On some of the history of space travel. So let's do that right now, Mark, number three.
To Shu's point, I mean, a monkey flew a spaceship.
Well, sat in one.
Right?
Yeah. Didn't actually fly. Wait, no, I'm not denying
he was just strapped in. He wasn't working the controls.
No, he wasn't.
No, that's like how when monkey drives, Greg says he drives, even though he's just in the passenger seat. That's the same concept LB's applying to the monkey theory.
So yeah, the monkey didn't actually fly the spaceship. LB just kind of sat in there.
The guys in the control room.
Right, they were handling that whole thing.
If they
could get a monkey to do that, they wouldn't have trained all those astronauts.
Yeah, I thought he had his hand on the throttle.
No. The number two LB greatest moments from the week involved him misspeaking.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't really often do.
Yeah.
During a spot he was doing and. He was wondering if some of the ladies out there had a problem with something they don't really have. So fire that up, Mark.
Right.
Brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresi, Dr. Robert Leonard. They are my hair doctors. If you're tired of being bald, ladies or guys.
Oh, man.
I can't believe I just did that.
I can.
All right.
Yeah.
Some ladies have balls.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's 2018.
Monkey didn't fly a spaceship. Ladies don't have balls. And the number one greatest LB moment this week, again, goes back to the moon landing and LB's explanation of the why we have a dark side of our moon.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Why is there the dark side of the moon? Because, like, if it was all dark, obviously the light comes from a star.
Yes, called the sun.
Yes, Lyndon.
Thank
Sagan.
You. The biggest star ever.
Yes. You know. No, I'm with you, buddy.
They call it the dark side of the moon for a reason. Why? Because there's a dark side. So how is there a light side if the whole thing's dark, you nitwits? Right?
There you have it, folks.
Right? Yes. I understand.
In a nutshell.
Listen, go home and talk to your kids today.
That's been my year in a nutshell. Right there, folks. All right, round of applause for LB and LB's greatest moments this week.